Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well. Good evening, family and friends. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott. We're having a special guest today, so we're going to do a special show just for that special guest. But, you know, before we go to our special guest and bring our special guest up, of course, you know, I always like to play my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduate from Harvard, put this little piece together for us here on the Parents Coach and Parent Network. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
I just love that little piece where Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Well, like I said, we have a special guest calling in today. I figure I'm going to take the opportunity to get the first hometown interview from this young man. You know, he went out there and represented, you know, his area, and not only his area, represented himself very well in the recent Final Four slam dunk competition. And, you know, I'm not going to go too deep into it. I know y'all waiting to hear from him. So we're going to go ahead and see if he's on the line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Parents Coach Parent Network. Who's on the line with us?
It's Corey Long. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Well, you know, I know that you had a great time hanging out in Atlanta this past week. Seeing all your pictures and seeing a few of the videos. And we're going to get around to talking about the slam dunk competition. But, you know, just give us some insight of who you are and where you're from and what school you currently attend.
I'm Corey Law. I graduated from Duke Creek in 2008. I'm attending High Point University. I'm a fifth-year senior. I'll be graduating this May with a double major in criminal justice and management with a minor in coaching.
Go ahead now. Go ahead. That young man said a double major, criminal justice, management, and a minor in coaching. All right now. All right. So he said he's a fifth-year senior. On top of all that, played ball as well and played it mighty fine. You know, that's something I think a lot of our young men get away from, Corey, you know, getting to dedicate themselves to get out there and put in that true work. I know I've seen you put in over the years to, you know, be able to do that. You know, some guys go through and figure, okay, once I get done with college, I may have a degree in basic general studies, and I done played my time playing ball, and now it's time for me to sit back and chill and hopefully somebody offer me a good job. But you took it a couple steps beyond that and went on and not only finished up with one degree, but you're going to have a couple different things behind your name. You know, how was the transition from high school to college? And that's one of the questions I very, very rarely ask young men that question. But I want you to share something with us as far as how was your transition from high school to college?
But the biggest transition I realized it was high school, you know, the teacher's going to stand over you and make sure you're doing your work, you know. And college is really different because, you know, you're either going to do the work or you're not going to do the work. The teacher's not going to. If you don't do your work, the teacher's not going to want to stress about it. She got hundreds of other students, she, you know, so she's not going to be like, oh, just stressed out making sure you get your work done. And I mean, you got to be real responsible in college, you know. You get your syllabus, you know, you see you got work to do down the line, you hop on it early, you know. You got to get all your work done, you know. It's transition was my first year. It was really tough, you know. I came in, you know, I'm thinking like when I was in high school, you know, I had people pretty much helping me out my work, make sure I had stuff done. College is a different story, man. It's just different, you know. You got to really how you stuff together when you're in college.
You know that's a so true statement, and I've heard that echo by so many of your peers, past and present. You know, that transition is a wake-up call. That transition is definitely a wake-up call. That transition forces you to have good time management. That transition forces you to take on those responsibilities of getting your work done without having somebody stand over your shoulder and check and see what you're doing and whether or not you got your homework done at night when you get home from practice or whatever. So, you know, that's definitely a testament to itself for, you know, the transition from high school to college. You're not only going from being a student here to a student there, but you're also still maintaining your athletic status and being able to perform, being able to play. You know, that's definitely a great thing. And to finish up with, you know, the degree that you're going to get when you take that walk come next month, we all looking forward to hearing from you and seeing more great things that you're going to do. But I know folks didn't call in today, and if you want to give us a call and ask Mr. Law some questions, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Chime in on the conversation or ask some questions. Well, you know, I had the pleasure of watching Corey. I think I first met Corey when it was like in the 9th or 10th grade or something like that, back in his high school days. And, you know, he was starting to develop. But I seen him the other day and caught a little piece of him on TV, you know, while he was getting ready for, you know, the slam dunk competition. And I see that he's developed into a full-grown man. I can't even say young man no more, full-grown man. Man-child. Okay, that's a testament in itself. You know, to stay focused, get your work done, finish up with a degree, play ball, and maintain a strong and healthy body. You know,
yes,
guys don't put in that kind of work no more. What is it? What are they missing? Tell us what they're missing.
I don't know if they really. I know. I mean, a lot of guys now. I mean. Just so talented. You know, you got guys now that's like, you know, 6'8", and just like, and just put the ball on the ground, shoot it, you know. I mean, I guess that. They just, that talent, they think that talent alone to get them to the next level. But when they fail to realize, a lot of guys struggle when they get to the next level because they realize, you know, everybody has talent. So, and then, you know, the guys who have the talent, the people that's going to be the best is the one that's putting in the most work. And I just try to be the guy that's like, you know, I'm probably not going to always be the most talented on the floor, but I pride myself in always being the hardest worker on the floor every time I step on the floor. And I've been priding myself off that since I was in 7th grade. So that's just, you know, that's just what it is. It's hard working. It's always
exactly.
Going to be hard working.
And I can definitely verify that for him, that family. Definitely verify that for him. Parrish, you know, we have a young man here that, you know, has went through, as he said, he was a fifth-year senior. And let me explain to you a little bit what that means, being a fifth-year senior. At some point in time, he had a redshirt year. And that redshirt year maybe was due to an injury or for whatever reason couldn't compete and play. So as a result, look at what he has done. Came through, I believe, what, he had your knee worked on or something?
Oh, yes, sir. Yep.
Okay.
I've had
his knee worked on, turned around, and then came back stronger, bigger, faster, stronger, like the $6 million man, came back bigger, faster, and stronger and was still able to compete, still stayed focused on what he needed to do in the classroom, and at the end of the day, going to take that walk next month. Well, let's get around to what we really want to talk about. We want to talk about your Final Four experience. I heard you say that you had a chance to meet a lot of people and, you know, folks was coming up to you, and I caught a couple of your video clips and all these other little things. I actually posted some stuff on the Facebook page, and I said, you know, hopefully I've seen some folks commenting on it. But give us your insight on your experience at the Final Four and the Slam Dunk competition.
Well, my experience, I mean, it's funny. Last year I had a guy on my team. He got to go to the three-point shootout. He just came back, and he, like, had so many stories on how great it was. And I was just like, man, it can't be that good. But my experience, I got in there. I got there Wednesday night. As soon as I got there, I just met I met so many trainers. The first guy I met was, like, Jeff T's trainer. And, you know, I connected with him and said he's going to be able to help me out and stuff. And, like, it was just – I mean, people were just so friendly and just like, and just not so many people that just like just you know, die for basketball. You know, it's just great. It's really what was the greatest experience of my life. Like, I mean, the guys I got to compete with, the guy that won it, Doug. I mean, all those guys are just like so funny. I mean, I always see all those guys on TV and stuff, and I'm like, man, these guys probably like stuck up or something like that. But like, I mean, those are like the coolest guys and some of the nicest girls I've met. I mean, it was amazing, and I'm just blessed I got the chance to do that.
But, it's amazing that they had the opportunity to meet you. You know, you coming with your realness, and, you know, you thinking that, okay, these guys may be stuck up or these guys may think that they're above, you know, being able to talk to everybody. And you coming there with your personality because, to let everybody know he has a bubbly, upgoing, upbeat personality. He's not going to be the walk person standing over there on the wall, facing toward the wall with his mouth quiet. He's probably going to be right in the mix of whatever's going on.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm not the one to
whatever,
be on the wall.
Exactly. Whatever room he walk into. So, you know, they had a chance to meet a real person. You know, you came in there just to compete and at the same time have fun. If you won, you won. And if you didn't, you didn't. You still were going to make the best of it. And like you said earlier on, you're going to be the hardest working man out there on the floor. You know, you said you got in there Wednesday and the event was Thursday, correct?
Yes, correct. It was Thursday night.
So, you know, that event being televised on national television and you having all the folks out there in the stands and they watching you, was there any sense of or was there any intimidation factor going on with you?
There was definitely no intimidation. I mean, no, it wasn't any intimidation factor. I mean, you know, the night before, like, we all got together and, like, we just had our own little dunk contest. And everybody was getting us and, you know, they got to see me jump and they were just like, you know, it was funny because, like, nobody was really paying me any mind. They just knew, like, I was from a small school. They was like, how, what? They didn't even know what high point was. And so the first time they saw me jump. And then when they saw me jump for the first time, everybody had a bunch of questions and wanted to talk to me and stuff. And that's kind of how, like, all the ice broke. But it was definitely no intimidation factor at all, you know. I mean, just something I never really experienced. I'm never intimidated.
Exactly. Hey, not supposed to be. Well, one thing, parents, I want you to understand and realize what this young man is saying. You know, he has created and formed a network of friends and friendships that's going to last him a lifetime. You know, whether or not he moves on to the next level or whether or not he goes on and pursues one of his academic careers or whatever he chooses to do come June of this year or you know, whatever. My biggest thing and what we all need to know and pass on to our children, they are going to form a network of friends and some lifetime friendships. You know, these guys are always going to be around. You're always going to see them. You're always going to know that, hey, I competed against this guy in 2013. Or I met this guy at the three-point shooting contest. Or, you know, this athletic trainer, okay, you know, he gave me some tips on this, that, and another. So if you become a coach, you know, now you got somebody that you can rely on, go back to him and say, hey, coach, hey, trainer, you know, I got this young man. He's experiencing this. He's experiencing that. What do you think the situation may be? he can give you some real hand information from his insight and him being a NBA trainer and say, okay, you know, this is something that he may want to try or this is something he may want to do. You know, lifetime experiences, without a doubt, is invaluable. And parents, we need to learn how to take those experiences, make sure our kids understand that these experiences are valuable, and use them to our advantage. Corey, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to finish up with some more questions and have some more things for you. You going to be with us?
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Marlon, the Eligibility Coach Jones, with today's tip for easy athletic certification, official visits. Many parents have asked me exactly what the student must have in order to be able to accept an official visit to a school. First, the student must register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. In addition to registering, the student must complete the answers to the amateurism question. Then the student needs to provide a copy of an official high school transcript to the coaches, along with a copy of their standardized test score. Once the school has this information, you can visit officially. This means the university can reimburse you for your travel expenses and provide up to 3 complimentary admissions to a home event. In addition, the university can also provide on-campus parking. For more information on tips for certification, please visit our website at www.eligibilitycoach.com. This is Marlon, the Eligibility Coach, wishing you scholarships.
Well, we've been talking with Corey Law, one of our great phenoms that was invited and participated in the 2013 Slam Dunk Competition. And, you know, he just been sharing with us some of the things that he experienced. And, you know, not only that, his transition from high school to college and him being able to maintain, you know, after going through a redshirt year. And, you know, a lot of times guys see that and realize and get a little frustrated. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back to my regular self. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back to, you know, jumping the way I used to or shooting the way I used to or whatever. You know, he came back bigger, faster, stronger. And not only that, made it to the NCAA's Final Four Slam Dunk Competition. You know, that's a testament to itself. He said he had a great experience. You know, I'm going to let Corey just go ahead and give us some, you know, things that he want to share with young guys, you know, that's looking at trying to go to college. When should they start seriously looking at preparing for going to school? Like, you know, these guys, it's their freshman year in high school, sophomore year in high school. What would you tell these young men?
With the experience I have now knowing, I would say it starts soon as you're in high school. I mean, y'all wouldn't take school seriously, but soon as you're in high school, I mean, do your work. I mean, you don't want to be playing around and, you know, not taking school seriously until your junior year and then realize you got to get on your horse and start, you know, stressing yourself because you don't want to be able to, like, not clear when you get to college and everything. And you don't want to have to put yourself through that. So I say, you know, start making your A's and B's ninth grade, you know, and keep working hard, you know. It's not about basketball. They balance each other out. You got to work hard in the classroom and work hard on the court. I think if you got that mentality, I mean, you'll be pretty much set.
You know, that's a good piece of advice, good, solid piece of advice, you know. And a lot of times people miss out because they don't start early enough. You know, earlier this week we had an opportunity to have on our very own, our eligibility coach, if you heard her little tips that she just gave us. And she'll be on with us from time to time. You know, and that's some of the things that she shared with us as well. But this time, parents, this time you actually had it come from the mouth of an athlete that just went through the process. You know, like you said, he graduated in 2008, started school, got there, you know, had a little minor setback, had to have some surgery on his knee, got that repaired, recovered from that, came back strong, bigger, faster, stronger. Now participated in the NCAA Final Four slam dunk competition. What more does your child want? What more do your child want? You know, you can't knock that. You can't. There's nothing you can say about that. Give us a call if you have any questions. That's 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Well, you know, Corey, you mentioned it earlier in the show when you were talking about you got to Atlanta and guys was talking about, like, High Point, where is it at? And, you know, give us some insight on that school and, you know, the atmosphere of that school. Because I know it's in a very small town, tucked away somewhere. Well, I know exactly where it's at. It's tucked away right there in North Carolina. But you don't get all the big attention because you have Wake Forest to one side of you, have Duke to another side of you, have UNC to the other side of you. You have all these other schools that get all this other buzz. So tell us a little bit about your school and your experience.
I mean, this school, I tell you, it's funny. Every time somebody asks me to, like, describe my school, I get a big smile because, you know, when I start describing it, I mean, it's almost people think I'm lying because it's so funny. I just, like, all the listeners, I mean, after I tell you, describe it, I want you to go look it up for yourself. I mean, the school, I mean, it's the best campus you'll find on the East Coast. I mean, the school is beautiful. I mean, we have movie theaters, sports bars, we have an ice cream truck. We have 42-inch flat screen TVs in all of our rooms. I mean, like, nice dorms. We have our own 5-star steakhouse. School is beautiful. I mean, we're the number one up-and-coming school on the East Coast. And, you know, we started out really small. And, we've expanded 200% in the last 2-3 years. So, I mean, we're definitely up-and-coming. I mean, our basketball program, we won our conference championship, regular season championship for the first time in school history. First time we made postseason play for the first time in school history. So we're definitely making some noise.
Okay. You know, he said nice up-and-coming school. So, you know, it's not one of those schools where you're getting all this buzz and all this crazy attention and all this unwanted attention where folks are out there, you know, coaches are out there losing every bit of their mind. You know, I know you've heard about that little piece with that coach up there at Rutgers. You know, I'm hoping that you've never had to experience anything like that. I don't believe that you would have, and if so, I believe that knowing you as I do, I know that you'll be able to handle that responsibly. And at the same time, you know, not put yourself in jeopardy of losing your scholarship. But, you know, just give us some more on you know, the city and how the city embraces the athletes there.
I mean, you know, well, the city, High Point, if you're on them, for sure. I mean, if you're familiar with Greensboro, it's like 10 minutes from Greensboro and about 20 minutes from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And the city definitely loves us. I mean, they support the athletes 100%. Like I said before, we finally made the postseason play this year. And, I mean, they love us. I mean, it's a great place to be around. The people are friendly. It's a real small community. There's no celebrities, no super. I can't think of nobody who came out of High Point. Only person I can think of, you ever heard of Fantasia? That's the only person I can think of that ever came out of High Point. So, you know, nobody famous just came out of High Point. But I've been here pretty much, this is my fifth year here, and, you know, I have no regrets. I'm glad I chose this for the school I wanted to come to. It has not let me down.
Okay. You still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I thought I had messed up something. Thought we was having some technical difficulties. But, yeah.
Sure.
Well, you know, I'm going to share a little something with my listening audience as well. You know, and here's your last chance to call in and get your last questions. If you got some questions, give us a call at 646-929-2416. I know I got a few other folks out there that's listening to the show. I can see that you're listening to the show, but if you got any questions for slam dunk phenom, Mr. Corey Law, a.k.a. Superman, Super Corey. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. Well, I'm going to share something with my listening audience as well that I don't think they really had a chance to catch. But I took the advantage of taking it and posting it up on my Facebook page because I had to make sure folks know I was talking to a real star-studded celebrity. And I'm talking about that Wendy's commercial.
Man, that's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, I almost fell off my couch when I first looked up there and I seen that commercial. Yes, we're talking to someone that actually had a chance to be on the Wendy's commercial. And I'm not even sure. Tell us, how did that happen? How did that come about?
Okay,
that's something that you're working on acting as well.
On spring break of, I believe, 2010, spring break 2010, I went to go visit California. And I was walking around in Pasadena, and I just saw a big crowd, and, you know, I saw a Wendy's guy. He asked me if I wanted to try some fries. And then he just told me to describe the fries, like, in like, three words. And I said something, like, funny. And, like, the dude just fell in love. And he told me to come walk with him right quick. Next thing I know, I see all these cameras, and, like, he's like, you want to be in a commercial? I'm like, of course. And then, like, I know I'm a college player. He's like, you know, I said, I can't take any money because I think it would be an NCAA violation if I took money and all that. But I really didn't think the commercial was going to get aired until, like, a week later. I'm back home in my dorm room, and I'm just flipping through channels. I'm like, nah, is that me? And I'm like, nah, that definitely wasn't me. And the next thing I know, like, the next day, I'm starting getting all these phone calls, like, wow, I see you in a commercial. You in a commercial. I'm like, yeah, right. And then I finally get to see for myself. And then, you know, a couple of days going, next thing you know, I'm getting a call from my compliance, my sports compliance office here at High Point. Uh-huh. And they're like, you know, you messed up big. I'm like, what? And then come to find out, being a amateur athlete, you're not allowed to do that. So I got some trouble, but not really trouble because it was just like negligence. I really didn't know what I was doing. So, I found out you're not allowed to do commercials from being a college student, you know. But it was fun. I didn't really get in much trouble. We had to, like, Wendy's ended up losing, like, $2 million, though, because they had to take the commercial. They had to stop airing it. But it all worked out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, you know, that would be a question I would have also. You know, why would you get in trouble for doing a commercial? It's not like you stuck your hand out there and asked for any money or anything. Hey, I think we have a caller. I think let's go to this caller and see if this caller wants to chime in on our conversation. Good afternoon, call you with the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Who are we speaking with?
Good afternoon. This is Marlon. How are you?
Oh, this is my AKA the eligibility coach.
Yes, I just was listening to the show, wanted to congratulate the student athlete, but he said he didn't know anybody that came out of High Point, and I have a good friend who was just named the head men's basketball coach at Texas Tech. Tubby Smith played men's basketball at High Point when it was High Point College.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. You're right. I just Tubby Smith came down and visited us about last year when they came to practice for the tournament, so I apologize about that. I forgot about my man, Tubby.
Okay. Well, you know, yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
The show is going well.
Thank you for calling in and listen to all the accolades that young man has been able to accomplish in his time period at High Point University. You know, we are so proud of him here back in 757 area. You know, it's something that needs to resonate with all our young men around here. Hopefully he'll come back and share his story and share his passion
course,
and share his information with, folks back in his community.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, that is our very own eligibility coach, Mrs. Marlon Jones. She's one of our guests that comes on the show from time to time, Corey, and just shares information with us on, she's the compliance officer at North Carolina Central. And please,
okay.
If I don't mess that up,
please call back in and correct me, Ms. Jones, but yeah, she's a compliance officer in North Carolina Central, and not only that, she has done a number of other things, other great jobs as far as working in the NCAA's office, doing some stuff, as well as also have a degree in law. So, you know, she's also been out there and done some great things in the community. And now she's has a book called The Eligibility Coach, and has put that out there to help parents and players and guidance counselors and all these other folks that need this information, help them get a better understanding of the recruiting process. Well,
okay,
Corey, give us some insight on, you know, what's your plans after graduation?
Well, so far right now, I'm going to continue to play basketball. Right now, I'm in the process of finding an agent. So hopefully I'm finding an agent soon and, you know, give me a couple workouts lined up and find somewhere to play next season. So
okay. That's
the plan
right
now.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good plan. You're a young man. You're geared up for it. You know, healthy. You're strong. And that sounds like a good plan. You know, it sounds like a great thing. You know, get out there and make the best of it and do it while you're young and enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
And I know you understand at some point in time when the ball stops bouncing, you got those degrees to fall back on and
yes,
make the
sir.
Best of them as well. Make the best of them as well. You never know. You may end up being a future police chief here back in our area or something like that. You know, never know what may happen. Or you may be one of the assistant coaches right there at High Point. Never know what may happen.
Yes, sir.
The sky is the limit.
I'm really excited. I'm excited for the future. So
I see some of your fellow teammates are back here coaching. I think Corey Cofer is coaching.
Corey Cofer.
He's over at your old alma mater, Deep Creek. And then Lance is over at Indian River.
Okay, that's awesome. That's big. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get back home. I'll be home. We graduate on the 4th, so I'll be home like probably on the 5th. And I know I got something set up. I'm going to speak to a group of at-risk kids over in Suffolk. I spoke with the Lipton basketball coach. He got in contact with me. He want me to speak to some kids in May. And
great,
I'm like, anytime you need something, just let me know. I love to speak, talk to the kids anytime. So
great.
Keep that in mind.
Great. That's right. Give back. Know how to give back. Always be able to give back. You know, there's nothing we're going to be able to do out here in this world by ourselves. Well, Corey, we really enjoyed having you on with us today. And I'm going to send you the link, so that your folks can go out there and listen to it and talk about you later on or whatever they're going to do, you know, as they listen to the link of this conversation we just had. And, hey, I have nothing but love for you, baby. Nothing but love for
you.
Because I think you did a wonderful job, man. I done watched you from, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, high school, all the way up, and seeing that you are proven to be the man that you're going to be in the future, you know. So we definitely appreciate you. Stay focused. Keep your head up. Anytime you need anything, reach out to us. Give us a call. Stop by. See us when you come in town. And
I love
to hanging out with you and learning some more from you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Well, folks, we've been talking with Corey Law, small forward at High Point University, or actually he's more of a versatile player. You know, he's one of them guys that can get out there and do a little bit of everything. And, you know, he's looking at continuing to play ball and enjoy himself while he's still young. And, you know, what I'm mostly impressed by, like he said, he got his degree. That degree, that paperwork is in the mail. The check is in the mail. So if nothing else goes through and nothing else sets up right for him, then he can always fall back on that. And I'm quite sure it'd be nothing but doors opening for him because he lets you know he is a model citizen. He's going to be out there to do the best what he can do for folks in the community as well as, like he said, he got a few things lined up when he comes back in town. Well, you've been listening to the PCP Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and it's been another wonderful show. Follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. Check us out on our Facebook page. Or you can check out our website at www.pcpn.info. PCPN.info. As always, looking forward to hearing from you and continue to do the great things out there that you are doing. We have a show coming up again this Wednesday, and catch us again next Saturday. Next Saturday, we got a blogger that's coming on that's going to share some information with us about sports parenting. And I think one of the topics that we really may want to address is that issue that's going on up there at Rutgers University right now. So I'm your host, M.A. Scott. We have fun. We'll see you on the next time. Take a trip.